The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The dictionary defines a fencible as a soldier who signs on for home duty only. This means the Royal Manx fencibles did not have to up and leave the Isle of Man, for instance, during the Napoleonic Wars, and march off to fight the French. They stayed safely at home for the most part. But they were a trained force, a military formation of Manxmen, and their short history is well documented in the archives of the Manx Museum. They were formed in 1779. Before this, the Isle of Man had a rudimentary kind of local militia, which was intended to provide a defence force should one ever be needed. But after the revestment of 1765, which put the island under the ownership of the Crown, this militia fell into disuse, and British troops were sent to garrison the island and were based in Castletown. But Britain's forces became stretched to the limit in the late 18th century, first in the American Revolutionary War, then with the rise of Napoleon in fighting the French yet again. It was decided that the island should again raise its own defence force, which would allow the British garrison soldiers to go off from Castletown on active service, and the first corps of Royal Manx Fencibles was formed. They were smartly uniformed redcoats. They were officered by members of the island's gentry. There were nearly 350 of them, and they were given the same pay and allowances as British regulars. It was an attractive proposition for young men who might have less exciting civilian jobs, and perhaps no jobs at all, and there was no commitment to do any real fighting. Also, as everybody knows, all the girls love a man in uniform. There was the notion, of course, that the Fencibles might well be called upon to fight in order to defend the island should Napoleon invade. But this was a most unlikely eventuality. Unlikely that he even knew of the existence of the island, never mind saw conquering it as a good move in his war with the British. Only men under 40 and more than 5'3" tall were accepted as volunteers, and by this time the Royal Manx Fencibles were a sizable military force, even though they had not and never would fire a shot in anger. Their headquarters were in Douglas, and they had detachments at Castletown, Ramsey, and Peel. They trained and carried out guard duties, and drills were held on the old Red Pier in Douglas Harbour, when they were issued 10 rounds each of musket ball ammunition and allowed to fire it out to sea. But the French invasion force never came up over the horizon, and it was decided that the Fencibles needed new duties. They were deployed to combat the island's smuggling trade. It was a case of setting Manxmen to catch other Manxmen, and what the Fencibles made of this we don't know. In any case, Trafalgar, in 1805, gave the Royal Navy command of the seas, and the risk of French invasion vanished. In March 1811, 4 years before the Battle of Waterloo ended hostilities altogether, the Royal Manx Fencibles were disbanded. It had been an unblooded and some say rather Ruritarian force, but it was credited with one unique military distinction. The Royal Manx Fencibles were big men, with broad shoulders, and it was said that when they were on parade shoulder to shoulder, they covered more ground than any other regiment in the British Army would. Unfortunately, you're not awarded medals for that kind of thing.